Anytime that people said, I don't care what nobody says or what nobody does, automatically you know they got a rebellious spirit. I know what to do. The Bible said rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Amen. I mean, no, you can't rebel and get nowhere with God. Amen. The Bible said, amen, submitting ourselves one to another. Somebody said, well, I know what I'm doing. You ain't going to tell me nothing. But you're going to tell me something. I'm going to listen at you. Amen. We're going to communicate one another. And I'm going to learn. You're going to learn. And we all learn together. All go to heaven together. Amen. How many know that's what it takes? Amen. So there's something in this lesson today. Amen. As I said, it's not too popular, but we want to get this out. We're going to get it on radio where the audience can listen at it. Amen. Where that the world can know what it's going to take to get to heaven. Amen. Now, a lot of folks, amen, today is going against the Word of God and think they're going to heaven. You can't go to heaven and go against the Word of God. Amen. Now, a lot of folks have looked down on holiness and they said it's too strict and it's too this and it's too that. But it's going to take holiness to get to heaven. The Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, folks, it's going to take holiness to get you there. Amen. Now, you can go join up with everything you want to in the country, but that don't mean you're going to heaven. Amen. Wherever you're at, it's always holiness. Whatever dog tag that you wear, whatever name that you wear, it's going to take holiness to get to heaven. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take holiness. Now, amen. It's easy, you know, to shake off what the preacher said. It's easy to go about your own business. Amen. But listen, amen. To get to heaven, we've got to follow the rules that the Bible laid down. A lot of folks said, well, I'm free holiness. I can do what I want to do. Now I'm holiness and I'm free. Amen. I know what to do. Hallelujah. So had a lot of folks say, well, I'm free holiness. I can do what I want to. No, you can't. Amen. You're free to worship God in spirit and truth. You're free from the ordinances and laws of man, but you are not free to do what you want to do. Amen. You're bound by the Word of God, and the only way you'll get to heaven, you've got to go by the Bible route. I know what to do. Amen. Is this all right? Amen. Hallelujah. Might ought to get you another tape. I might get a little long on this. Hallelujah. 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. We're going through the 16th verse. Amen. Today. We're going to start at the first, amen, verse. Now, this is going to get pretty stout, but I want you to listen at it. Now, I don't want nobody to get offended at me. Amen. And you sisters, I don't want you to get on me at first. Amen. I want you to kind of wait to get at the last. Now, your brothers don't get the feeling too proud. Amen. Because we're bringing this out like this. Because on down to the last of these verses, it's going to bring us in on it. Amen. So I just thought I'd bring it out before I got started, see. Amen. Because some of you might kind of pull back a little bit, and I might not have the liberty that I need to bring it out, see. So I want you to listen at it real closely. Now, I believe this will clear up a lot of things in your mind. Now, a lot of sisters especially, they say, well, I don't feel no condemnation in cutting my hair. Brothers, I don't feel no condemnation letting mine grow long. Amen. How many's listening at me now? But you can't go by feelings. You got to go by the Word of God. This is why the world's in a mess it's in. Too many people is going by feelings instead of the Word of God. How many's with me now? Don't you follow me now? Now, this ain't all it is to holiness, but this is part of it. Amen. Somebody said, I know somebody had hair down to their waist and dressed down to their ankles. And amen. They just done everything. So what? Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of folks is in the world like that. Hallelujah. But that don't disannul the Word of God. It's still right. Amen. How many know that's still that much good? Amen. That much is right. But how many know he said, if you give the least, you give the whole. Amen. If you go out here and do this little bit of sin, it don't matter how you dress. Amen. You still ain't going to make it. But if you go out here and try to do everything else right and still don't dress and act right, then you ain't going. So it takes it all together, don't it? Amen. Stay with me now as we teach the Word of God. Paul said in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, be ye followers, which means imitators, of me even as I am of Christ. In other words, act like I act. Do like I do. Amen. That's what he's saying. The imitator, he talks like him. He acts like him. He looks like him. Amen. How many know that's what you got to do in the Word of God? Now, I'm going to buy one thing out in this. A lot of folks has got the pictures hanging up with Jesus with long hair. Amen. That's not according to the Word of God. Amen. Now, I want you to follow me, folks. If this is right, the Word of God's wrong. Now, I want you to follow along with me. Boy, that's a broad statement, but listen at me. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to this Word of God. This will do something to you. Hear me. Listen. Now, I praise you, which means speak highly of you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep. Now, I want you to listen to this. And keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. Now, ordinances is that which is ordained by authority or law or an established right. In other words, this thing has been established by the Lord. Now, Paul received the message from God, and he gave it to the people, and he said, now I speak highly of you, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances I lay down. Amen. As I deliver them to you. Now, folks, the church has got to keep this if they go to heaven. Now, somebody said, I'm going to do what I want to do. You might do it, but you can't go to heaven. Amen. Brother, holiness is a straight, clean life. When we walk on the streets of Bridgeport or Scottsboro, people ought to see some holiness about us and not just look like the world. God always puts a difference there. And time I get done with this, amen, message today, amen, you'll see why that there's got to be a difference. If a sister stepped out on the street with her hair cut off up by their ears, she ain't holiness. Woo. If you see a sister down on the street corner in a polyester slack, she ain't holiness. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to bow down on it. Amen. So, hallelujah, I can bring it out to you. Somebody said they've been a Christian for years. No, they ain't. Amen. A Christian is Christ-like. Brother, Paul said, be imitators or followers of me. That's how I follow Christ. Now this is pretty close, but this is like it is. Brother, it's going to take this thing to make it to heaven. Now, Paul said this is an order. This is a right that's laid down. Somebody said, you don't have no people to preach like that. I will. I'll have them that love the truth. Brother, amen, if people don't love the truth, they ain't going to heaven no hell. If I don't preach the truth, I ain't going. Amen. If I preach the truth and you obey it, we'll all go. If I don't preach the truth and you don't obey it, the blind leaders will fall. Blind follow the blind, they'll all fall in the ditch. Amen. So I've got to lay down the ordinances as Paul laid them down, and this is what we got to follow. I know what you do. We got that now. It's laid down. See, now we ain't free to do what we want to do. We're free to follow the ordinance of God. Listen. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ. Amen. Set my board up, Brother Larry, real quickly. Amen. Well, I'll hallelujah, talk this a little bit here. Now, the head of every man is Christ. Now, how many knows what a head is? Amen. Naturally speaking, it's that thing sitting on top of her shoulders with her ears sticking out. Amen. How many know that's natural head? Amen. But how many know, according to the Bible, what a head is? Or the head of anything is? Now I know that, amen, I'm dividing it to spiritually or the authority of God now. Amen. This is the head, see. Amen. Which means that's where the eyes is at. How many believe the eyes is in the head? That's where the tongue's at. Amen. It's where the ears is at. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, the head is what? The controller of the body. Now, if my body don't do what my head says, there's something wrong with it. It's out of tune. It's uncoordinated. Amen. Now, hallelujah, don't you stay with me now. Somebody wonders why the world's in the mess it's in. Amen. It's because the body ain't doing what the head's saying. Now, if my head gets sick, it ain't my body's fault. Is that right? It's my head's fault, ain't it? Is that right? Amen. Hallelujah. As I said, don't get on me yet. Let me get through finishing, you see. All right? Amen. The head of every man. Amen. I'm going to draw some stick men. Amen. The head of every man is Christ. Amen. Now let's find out what a head is. Hallelujah. Stay with me now. Amen. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ. Christ means anointing spirit. Amen. Follow with me now. Amen. The head of every man is Christ. How many is with me now? Now watch this. The definition of head is a chief or a leader. Amen. The place of honor or command. How many is listening at me now? All right. The head of every man, the leader, has got to be God. Amen. It's got to be the Christ, the anointed, the Spirit. Amen. The chief place of every man has got to be the anointed. We've got to follow the Spirit of God. It's our leader, our commander. I mean, Lord, too. Follow with me now. Amen. The command or the honor of every man is Christ. Say with me now. And the head of the woman is the man. Now watch this. Amen. Let me draw a little harder. Hallelujah. I look like ragged in, but that's all right. Amen. Hello, they call a lot of holiness folks moppy top in here. Amen. All right. Now the head of the woman is the man. Now watch this. The commander of, amen, the woman is supposed to be the man. As I said now, if the head's sick, it ain't the body's fault. Amen. One thing today, amen, the men's out of their place just like the women is. Is that right? Amen. Man's got to be a man. Woman's got to be a woman. It's what's wrong with the world today. Amen. I don't believe in no, amen, none of this women's rights. Amen. What I'm talking about, women movements. Amen. Being equal with a man and all this. It's not right. It's not the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to stir up some things today, but it's all right. See what I mean? Amen. But just as much right as that woman has got to be under the man, the man's got to be under Christ. And when he's under Christ, he's going to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Amen. Now, God did not give us a wife to treat her like a slave. She is a helpmate. Amen. The Bible said a woman, we became one flesh. Amen. And we're supposed to love her as we love ourselves. Now, we don't want nobody to take a hammer and hit our finger. We don't want nobody to mistreat us. Then we won't never mistreat a wife. I miss everything now. Things just kind of got in order a little bit. Now, a man wants to command his wife. He wants to let her know he who he is. Amen? Amen. But how many know he's got an obligation to be under Christ is the woman supposed to be the man? Stay with me now. All right, the head of the man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. Somebody said, preacher, how come that? We'll go back to the garden. The Bible said the woman being the weaker vessel, she was one that was in the transgression. She's the one that yielded first. Amen. Therefore, God told her, amen, said, because you've done this, said your desire, a woman's desire, is to be to the man. Now it ain't that way now. Is that right? Now, amen, people wonder where the power's at. They wonder where the apostolic movements is. Amen, we got to get in order, don't we? How many believe God works in order? Amen, you read the history, word of God, rather of the apostles, of the prophets. Hallelujah. How did Elijah, when he fixed the altar, amen, he laid the sacrifice in order. You know what happened when it got in order? Amen. Fire come down. Is that right? You know what's going to happen when the church gets in order? The fire is going to come. I mean, Lord, to do. He said, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Hallelujah. One person told me one time, said, I got the Holy Ghost, but I ain't got the fire. They didn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I mean, Lord, to do now. All right, the head of the man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. Now watch this. And the head of Christ is God. Amen. Amen. Which is nothing but the Spirit, see. Amen. Watch this. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. Now, there's been a fat in the land today, amen, of men letting her go down her shoulders and having ponytails and plaid and everything else. All the time it's going against the word of God. You say something to them, they said, well, the picture of Christ has him along her. That's wrong. Amen? That's wrong. Amen. If a man prays or prophesies having his head covered, now what is the covering? Amen. Let me go ahead and give you, amen, the 15th verse. Amen. But if a woman having long hair is glowing to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering. Art the covering in is your hair. If a man prays or prophesies with his hair long, he's not disgracing us. He's disgracing Christ. Is that right? Amen. If a man's behind the pulpit trying to preach with his hair down to his shoulder, he's coming against Christ. He's not building his kingdom. He's tearing it down. Amen. Somebody said, you're talking about my people. I'm talking about the Word of God. Amen. It's time for the churches to come back to holiness. It's holiness or hell. Amen. The head of the man is Christ. And if he's got long hair praying and prophesying, he's disowning Christ. Amen. A man trying to preach with long hair, he's in trouble. He's all mixed up. Is that right? Amen. Not only praying, but prophesying. This gets pretty deep. Follow me now. Listen. Every woman is a man, head of Christ is God. And every man praying or prophesying, prophesying means to utter prophecies, foretell the future, or expound the scripture. If he's doing any of this with long hair, he's out of order. Amen. This is hard, this is straight, but it's like it is. Now, folks, it's just as much for the lay members and the church members as it is the preacher. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow means to imitate it. Look like me, act like me, and do like me. Now, I'm his women now. Stay with me now. Amen. We need these teachings, folks. This is a teaching, brother, that many people's got away from. Amen. They want everybody to come to church and pay their tithes and be faithful, and that's right. You got to do it. Amen. You got to order if you don't do that. Amen. But you got to have this along with you. How many believe that? See what I mean? Stay with me now. Amen. Dishonor this head. Amen. Dishonor means disgraces. Whew. Amen. You mean a man's preaching long hair is disgracing Christ? I don't care how big them big old crocodile tears is running down his eyes. I don't care how kind of pitiful stories he tells. I don't care how grandma's dying, grandpa's dying, him get everybody feeling sorry for him. Amen. He's still wrong. Is that right? Amen. Brother, amen. He disgraces his head. Amen. He disgraces Christ. How many women there? Amen. Is everybody getting that? Dishonored means to reproach. It brings a reproach on the gospel for a man to have long hair. Amen. Now, this ain't Brother Larry's teaching. How many believe this is the Word of God? Is everybody listening at me? Amen. Brother, we ought to let our kids have long hair. Is that right? Amen. We ought to work on our boys. Amen. We claim to be holiness. We ought to hold up a standard that the world can see. Not only have we, amen, ought to, we better hold it up. Somebody said, yeah, but they kids. Amen. You put wheat in the ground, you don't get cotton. You put corn in the ground, you don't get wheat. Amen. You put them kind of seed in your children, and that's what you're going to get when they come up. I mean, aren't you too? Is this all right? How many is this in heaven there? Amen. Sisters will let their little girls run around in the summertime, little shorts on everything, little halters. Then when they get big, they'll out in the backyard, bikinis and everything on. Oh, I didn't raise my kids that way. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You put seed in them when he's little. They're coming up. Is that right? Amen. Woo! Somebody said, well, it's hot. It might be, but hell's going to be hotter now. Folks, I'm preaching the word to you. Amen. This is what it's going to take to make it to heaven. I'm not critical. I'm not smart, but I'm laying the law down, or the orders down as Paul laid it down. I mean, what's the truth? Whatever seed we put in our young'uns is what's going to come up. That's why I preach as hard as I do. Amen. It's because people's got to have the word in them. I'm not the truth. It's what's going to take to make it. Follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. We ain't going to get done without it, folks. These are the seed that's got to be sown. Now, the head of the man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. Now, most sisters today's got hooks in the men's nose, and they can't hardly obey. Is that right? How many of you have ever seen an animal that they moved, special, you know, them big old bulls and things like that, that's so strong, they had a thing that had knobs on the end of it. And you put it in their nose, and the more them bulls pull, the tighter that gets. And the tighter it gets, the more he hurts. And the more it hurts, the more the bull yields. Is that right? Whew. Boy, ain't getting many amens. Amen, brother. Is that right? Amen, brother. Come on, to do. See what I mean? Hallelujah. Now, watch this. Amen. If a man prays or prophesies having his head covered, which is long hair, amen, it's a shame. It's a disgrace. It's disgrace. It's reproachful. It's shame. It deprives of honor. Because a man is the image of God. Amen. Let me just listen to me now. Lord, I better hurry on up. Amen. All right. How many got that now? Somebody said, how long is long? I'm fixing to show you. Amen. How long is short? Get in the spirit faster than a man. Because she's already feeling subject to that spirit. Amen. See, that subject spirit's already been ordained to her. Amen. I'm just getting there. See what I mean? That's why it seemed like it's easier for a lot of them to just yield right into it. It's easier for a lot of them to get the Holy Ghost quicker than men. It's because they're supposed to be subject to that spirit. See? Amen. See what I mean? Amen. Follow on with me. Every woman that prayeth or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head, for that is even all as she were shaven. Or what, if you cut part of it off, amen, you just rest to shave your old head. Now watch this. Let me give you the rest of it. Amen. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. Amen. Let me go back up and get that removed. Or uncovered. Every woman that prayeth or prophesied with her head uncovered. Uncovered means to remove the cover of or the removal of it. Now if you remove any of your hair, you remove part of your covering. If you cut an inch off, now I'm going to show you this next scripture. Amen. If you're shorn, amen, it's just like you've been shaven. And what shorn means, shorten. If you shorten it any, you just have to cut off up both ears. Now, while I'm women, somebody said, I don't believe that, preacher. Well, this is what it's going to take to get you in heaven. Amen. Lord didn't tell me to make you believe it. He told me to preach the gospel. And that's what these teaching lessons is for. Amen. Is to let us know where they're at. Now, I realize everybody won't obey it. But, amen, I realize it's got to be preached. It's got to be laid down there. Amen. Listen. But every woman that prayeth or prophesied, you know what prophecy is? I said to foretell the future. Amen. To expound the scripture. Amen. To utter prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have seen a woman, amen, keep her hair cut off and want to prophesy all the time? She's wrong. She's wrong. Somebody said, you mean to say she's got the gift of prophecy? I'm saying she's out of order. I ain't saying she ain't got the gift. I'm saying she ought to keep the scissors out of her before she prophesies. Amen. How many women now? Amen. This is hard, but this is where it is. You wonder why so much prophecy failed? It's because people gets out of order so much. See what I mean? Amen. I'd be afraid of a woman prophesying to me. I'd be afraid of that prophecy. Amen. She had short hair. Now, when people first get the Holy Ghost, now that's different. That's all the covering they got. They just, that hair is above their ears, they just as good as somebody got at the hips, just don't cut it no more. Is that right? Amen. See what I mean? That's the covering she had when she got the Holy Ghost. Amen. She can't make that hair grow. God's got to let it grow. Nature. Amen. So if it's cut off above her ears when she gets the Holy Ghost, she's just as good as a woman that's got it down to here. She can prophesy. She can do everything she wants to do. But the moment she puts them scissors back in her hair, amen, she's out of the will of the Lord. Is this right?
I'm just helping me preach now. Amen. This is holiness, folks. This is what it's going to take. This is what's the dividing line. Amen. This is why the uptown churches is full. Amen. The people that preach the truth is about empty. Amen. Because people wants to do what they want to do. They can do what they want to do, but they'll wind up in that lake of fire. You can find anything you want to find. Amen. But it's going to take holiness as hell. How many believe it's the truth? Amen. Follow with me now. Amen. But if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. Shorn means shirt. To cut, especially the clip, was shears. Shears. But if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. In other words, if you're going to cut a little bit of it off, just cut it all off. If you're going to clip it in the sight of God, you just must shave your head. Amen. Is that right? How many believe this is the Word of God? Study with me. Amen. Follow along with me. Amen. That's why you go to so many holiness churches. Amen. The women's hair is bobbed off up above the ears. Men's down on their shoulder. Amen. They got, amen, so much makeup on. They look dead. They get to crying. They'll cry blue tears, green tears, and every kind of tears. You know why? It's because the preachers ain't telling them about it. Amen. I mean, it's the truth. Brother, the old time preacher said, you've got to have a backbone like a saw log. It's holiness to hell. It's like it is. It's still that way. They just spent a lot of people away from it. I know it's the truth. You know what happened to Jezebel that got painted up on? She got fed to the dogs. Amen. When a woman paints up and does all this thing, that's a sign of a harlot. Somebody said, you calling me a whore? No, sir. I'm saying that's a sign of it. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory! Is that the Word of God? Amen. Follow with me now. Amen. Hallelujah. This is close way, children. It's going to take holiness to make it. Amen. Folks don't like you for preaching like this. Amen. Well, listen, I'm not putting nobody down. I'm telling them what they're going to have to come to. If you've been guilty in the past, just don't do it no more. Is that right? You're just as good as anybody else. If you're repenting, don't do it no more. I know it's the truth. See, the preacher... This is why the Bible said the fivefold ministry is to bring the church to perfection. Now, the only way we're going to get it to perfection, we're going to have to do the right thing ourselves. And then we're going to have to get people being imitators of us or followers of us. Is that right? And then we can... Perfection is no more than maturity. It's the more, amen, than coming to fullness of Christ. And amen, folks, if they won't follow the teaching of the minister, they'll never get there. Is that right? Follow him in there. Amen. But if it be a shame, shame means, hallelujah. Amen. Can y'all read my own right? Hallelujah. Shame means dishonor. Woo. Let me read that one more time. But if it be a shame, shame means to dishonor, disgrace, or a thing to be ashamed of. Boy, they ain't ashamed of it today, are they? Follow me now. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn, which means shirred or clipped, or shaven, amen, shave means to remove the hair by razor or to scrape off or to pare off. See what I mean? If it be a disgrace, it's a disgrace for a woman to clip her hair or to cut it. It's a dishonor. Whew. Disgrace, dishonor, a thing to be ashamed of. Follow with me now. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn, cut or to clip with the shears, shaving means, amen, to remove or to scrape or pare off, let her be covered. Let her have long hair. Amen. Now see, shorn means to shear or to clip. And his women. Follow women. We're going to get on down, amen, on the men now, just in a little bit. Amen. See, the women always come first. Then maybe they can take it better, see. Follow women. For a man indeed means in truth or in reality, ought. Ought means to be under obligation or it's proper or it's necessary. For indeed, or it's in truth, he ought, it's necessary. Amen. Ought not to cover his head. He ought not to have long hair. Is this right? Amen. Hallelujah. Follow with me. For as much as he is the image and the glory of God, but the woman is the glory of a man. Glory means an object of supreme pride or the brightness of. Just as we ought to, amen, take pride, if you want to call it, or take joy, or take, amen, some glory in Christ, the woman ought to do that in her man. Is that right? Ought to do it. Now, I ain't saying everybody's doing it, but I'm giving you the Word of God. See what I mean? Ought to do it, see. But that man, in turn, ought to love his wife as he loved himself and gave himself for it. He died for it. We ought to love our wife that much that we can die for them. I know it's the truth. See what I mean? That woman is our glory. Is that right? The woman's the glory of the man. I mean, if we're the glory of Christ, then the woman's the glory of the man. Now, what kind of glories we got? See what I mean? Now, this is teaching the Word of God. Now, what kind of glory have we got? See what I mean? Now, you can help your wife, or your wife can help you. Now, as long as there's a yeah, yeah between the man and the wife, whew, something wrong. Well, you know or not, your glory is just about to leave. Is that right? See what I mean? Just as it's wrong for man to rebel against Christ, it's wrong for the wife to rebel against her husband. Is that right? See what I mean? Amen. Now let's go a little further now. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Now this is what made in the mind of the great God, see, for her, amen, to be subject to the man. Now I heard over the news report that they said it used to be said the woman was a weaker vessel, but the man is now. And that's about the way it looks. But in the sight of God, it's out of order. Amen. Let me listen at me now. See what I mean? Amen. The women's lib and all these different things and everything that they're trying to get just like everybody else, it's wrong. Amen. It looks like the... Amen. Hello, I better not go too deep in that. But the woman is not of the man, but the woman is of the... But the man is not of the woman, but the woman's of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman was created for the man. That's why she's supposed to be our glory. Now, the way that sister, that wife, the way she shows her honor to you, amen, you got to give her the right to. You got to help her in it. If you're always making it hard on her and doing everything you can against her, shame on you. The reason a lot of the sisters can't give the man more honor is because the head's sick. Amen? I know it's a two. See what I mean? I mean, it's helping me now. Now, when the woman don't do what the man say, the body's, as long as he's in the will of the Lord, the body can be sick. Amen. But when the head's sick, it ain't the body's fault. Now, we need to run around pointing a finger to all these sisters saying this, you out of order, you out of order. First, let's look at old self. Let's get us the biggest mirror and see, look in that mirror and see where we're standing at. Are we the man that we ought to be? Amen. See, the Bible said if a man's got an effeminate spirit, amen, he can't go to heaven. Amen. We got so many men that are so sissy that the woman can't put no confidence in them. See what I mean? Amen. For that woman to have the honor, to give the man the honor, amen, he's got to first act like a man, do like a man, and be like a man, and then she can put her trust in him that he will be a husband to her, and therefore she can be a wife to him. I know it's the truth. Then if the wife is out of order, the husband can't be a husband to her because she won't let him. See what I mean? If the woman's always a nagging, fussing, fuming, ain't nothing ever right, well, that man gets out of heart. See what I mean? Amen. Now, I'm just getting it. I just want to bring it out a little bit. See? Amen. But we're supposed to, amen, work together. See? Now, watch this. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Woman ought to have long hair because of angels. Is that right? Amen. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. We got to work together. Now, when you think you big dog and your wife's little dog, you're wrong. Amen. You're supposed to love her just like you love yourself. If you don't want your wife to sass you, you oughtn't sass her. Amen. You're right? Or to love one another like this, woman ought to seek to please her husband, and the husband ought to seek to please his wife. They ought to walk together, work together, amen, be a happy home, amen. She ought to look like a woman, dress like a woman, act like a woman. He ought to look like a man, act like a man, dress like a man. They ought to work together, go to church, raise their children in the fear and admonition, Lord. And when this short life is over, they can go to heaven again. Is that right? Amen. That's the way it's supposed to work. Listen. Amen. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourself. Judge means to try and decide questions of law or of guilt. Compare facts to determine the truth. Now that's what judge means, to pass sentence, to judge and see where it's right, where it's, amen, judge the facts and see is it true or not. How many will help me just a few more minutes now? Amen. How many give me just, amen, just about 10 more minutes on this? Amen. Listen to this now. Judging yourself. Judge means to decide, to question. Amen. Of law of guilt. Compare facts to determine the truth. Judging yourself. Is it commonly, mean, is it pleasing? Is it graceful? Or is it handsome? Somebody got long hair, you know, men folks all curled up, boy, they say, ain't this handsome? No, it ain't. It's a disgrace. It's a shame. It's a dishonor to the man race. Is that right? These people run around them little ponytails and glory. Is that all right? Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many is this at me now? Amen. Some of them got it plaited and curled up and waved. And amen. How many is this at me? They said, boy, ain't that pretty? No, it ain't. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. It's a dishonor. Somebody said, boy, you'll get whooped. I like to one time. Then Brother Junior. Then Brother Junior like got whipped then. I was preaching on this, and they like to whip us. They come out with some morning rods, but the Lord wouldn't let them to us. Amen. How many believe God will protect us? Yeah. Amen. Listen to this now. Amen. Let me get to this. Judging yourself, is it comely, is it pleasing, is it honorable that a woman pray to God uncovered? Or is it pleasing to God for a woman to pray to God and prophesy and all this with a haircut? Or if she clips it, if she's showing it's even if she was shaving. In other words, if you clip an inch off, you just wish to clip the whole thing off. If you trim the dead ends in the sight of God, you just wish to pare it all off or peel it all off. Is that right? All right, what ought to do, preacher? You ought to let it alone. Amen. How many know what to do? If you ought to let it alone, God will take care of them dead ends. How many know what to do? See what I mean? Amen. Follow with me now. Judging yourself. Amen. I done got that. Amen. Do not even nature. Nature means the power that regulates the world. Oh, it's common horse sense. What we call nature is no more than God. It's the power that rules the universe. Now the Lord lets it rain on the just and unjust. He controls all that. He controls that, see, that nature. Art, does horse sense or nature itself teach you? Teach means impart knowledge or explains or it shows to you. Now nature ought to show people this. It's so plain, amen, that people ought to never mistake it. See, that's what he's saying. Even nature itself imparts the knowledge to you. Even nature itself teaches you, gives you understanding and knowledge. Listen.
that if a man have long hair,
amen.
Let me get a little further. Long means extended in space or time, not short, it's far reaching. Did not even nature itself teach you, apart your knowledge, that if a man has extended hair, long hair, it is a shame unto him. The longer your hair is, the more shame it is to you. Is that right? Follow with me now. Let me go back. Even nature itself teaches it's a shame. Shame means it's a dishonor. It's a disgrace. It's a thing to be ashamed of. If a man's got extended hair, he's not holiness. He might go to holiness church and he might be praying, but he's first got to get in shape before he's holiness. Is this right? Now, some folks said, Brother Larry, don't, he's letting down the standard. You just ask me if I do. Ask my people if we do. Amen. We teach holiness. It's holiness of hell. I know it's the truth. Brother, it's got to be that way. Amen. Even nature itself teaches you. Amen. It gives you knowledge. If a man's got long hair, extended hair, it's a disgrace. It's a dishonor to him. Amen. How many's listening at me now? Lift your hand and tell Jesus you love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen. But if a woman has long hair, extended hair, it is a glory to her. How many women there? For her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, which means quarrelsome, or words, Paul said, this is the ordinance as I lay down, you're to follow them. This is the way it's got to be. Now, if you're going to be fussified about it, there ain't no use of me trying to tell you nothing else. Now, if people ain't subject to God and subject to the Word of God, when they start fussing, say, now, preacher, I don't believe it's wrong. Now, how long is long? How short is short? Well, look at the Word of God. The more long your hair is extended, is the more shame it is to you. Amen. See what I mean? Amen. Now, this is the Word of God. This ain't Brother Larry. See, this is a standard of holiness. How many know this is what's laid down by the Word of God? Apostle Paul laid this thing down. Amen. This is on tape. This will be not only on radio, but if it makes, this will be going across the country in different churches to be given to the people. Amen. Let them have. Amen. To take and know the standard of holiness.